I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Alexa is about to get a whole lot smarter. I told you about this on Nerd News. We've got more information now. Amazon has announced a big Alexa upgrade called Alexa Plus, and it's going to be more like having an actual assistant. What makes it special is she'll be able to browse the internet for you, text people, book Ubers, order groceries, and even buy concert tickets.
Yeah.
Now, this is a kind of big deal because I know there's going to be people who resist it. I get that. But for people who embrace it, they're going to basically have a personal assistant without having to get married, which is huge.
Okay, that's wrong.
I saw that movie on Netflix, and it did not turn out well.
Yeah, but it was great while it lasted.
Because the AI was ordering, like, your kids are not going to eat that junk. I'm going to order their own groceries, and this is what they're going to eat. And, yeah, she turned into, yeah.
That was not a documentary.
I'm still saying it's going to happen.
Okay.
You wait till AI takes over this world.
I do that to myself, though, when I go shopping, and I'm like, nope, we're going to eat healthy. We're not going to get junk food. And then I get home, and I'm like, gosh, AI Tori, why do you make all these bad decisions?
I know. I get home, yeah. And I'm like, I should have got that ice cream. Because now I want it.
Kato, I don't disagree with you that this may end up badly, but I'm just saying, because it's happening, we might as well enjoy the fun part in between. Because it could take decades before it gets bad, and in the meantime, we can have a lot of fun with it. I mean, imagine having your own personal assistant that does stuff for you, and you don't even, I mean, you have to pay extra, but it's not like what you would pay a real assistant or anything. It's just a tack on to your Amazon Prime.
My luck, though, I'll say something to a friend in passing, like, you know, I need to paint my house. And then the next day, a painter and a crew show up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing here?
He's dropping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she ordered it for me.
Well, they say that there's things like if she'll remember for you, that if you have a family coming over for dinner, she might remind you that your nephew is gluten-free.
My nephew's not coming if he's gluten-free.
Okay, well, that would be your cue to make sure he didn't come then.
Well, and with Prime, though, the way it's been lately, it'll start as a small fee, and then, it's extra for that, and you have ads with this, but if you don't want the ads, you can pay extra for this, too.
I don't doubt any of that. That's all going to probably happen, but we stuck with Prime through all of it. Might as well try this out.
That's just because I'm lazy.
What's going to happen? You're going to say, hey, Alexa, schedule my kids' thing on Saturday. I'll schedule your kids' thing after the break. And then you'll have to listen to her do a commercial. And then she'll say, now give me the info.
Or can we, like, I need a haircut, and it will call the hairstylist for you and arrange that for you. And then all of a sudden you're like, I didn't do that. Alexa did that. I'm sorry I skipped out on you.
And then she tells your hairstylist what kind of cut you want.
Yeah. You show up with a flat top somewhere.
Well, here's the good thing. They're going to start us off just like a good drug dealer would, giving you stuff for free, and then eventually you'll start to be paying for it. But right now, Prime members will get it for free. Everyone else will pay $20 a month, which is crazy because Prime only costs $15 a month, so it would make more sense just to sign up for Prime.
And like Tori said, just keep in mind, that's free is going to go away for Prime members.
Oh, yeah. We know that, but I'm saying right now, you get to try it out and see if you like it or not.
I don't even know what my Amazon Prime costs now. It just shows up on my credit card once a year that I haven't looked at.
Well, according to this, it just said Amazon Prime costs $15 a month.
Why do they charge me monthly then? I just get monthly taken.
I get one lump sum, I think.
I don't know why. Yeah. I never said monthly. But
you can do it. If you do it lump sum, it's cheaper.
Oh.
It's not like, it, let's say it's $15 a month. That works out to about $180 a year, but you may pay $150 for the lump sum.
I don't know about that.
And then you stumble onto something else.
You don't know like about the numbers?
Amazon Prime is going to automatically re-enroll you every year. It's like, you know, you're going to, like, I don't want to do that anymore. And then all of a sudden, Amazon Alexa's going to go, oh, no, I want you to.
Okay? Yes, you do.
You're going to.
Yeah, I've tried to cancel this five times, and I keep getting billed for it.
Well, they say people with the newer Echo Show devices will get it first. That's the speaker with the built-in screen. But eventually it will start to go into more of their devices. And they've been working on this with Google as well, has something called a Gemini Assistant. And Apple just gave Siri a big update. So all of the major players are moving into this AI assistant realm. The one thing that could help us is with all three of them doing it, they can't charge too much or you'll be like, no, I'll just go with this other one. So they've got to compete with each other.
I've been trying to make my schedule more simplistic.
That's what this does.
I don't think so. It's going to be scheduling all kinds of stuff for me and reminding me of this, that, and the other. I'm like, I want to do less.
I don't think you understand about you. You're a perfect candidate of someone who does not need this.
Okay, I agree.
Because you don't understand it.
Now, I will say Alexa can help out people in the morning because this is, listen up.
Sugar will get their worthless little bodies moving. Forget making lunches, folding laundry, or taking a shower. You're late. Again. Let's try again tomorrow.
Trying to get the kids out of the house. Alexa can help you a little bit there.
Well, this is something that I think that I know, like I said, I knew people will resist it, but the people who get on board are going to find themselves with a free personal assistant.
I just worry because Siri almost never understands me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if it's my accent or what, but sometimes I'll ask her stuff, and her response, I'm like, girl, you weren't even paying attention.
Yeah.
Who were you listening to? Because it wasn't me.
Yeah.
That's how I feel in this room most days. So it shouldn't be any worse. I'm excited to try it. I'm excited to have a personal assistant who I don't have to, like, constantly kiss butt to. Because right now, when I want my wife to do stuff, I got to be nice and friendly and word it carefully.
Just wait until she and AI team up against you.
Yeah.
They're going to start talking and be like, you know what? He's not very nice.
And he's not healthy. We're going to go ahead and schedule him a doctor's appointment.
Well, Tom, you helped me out. You're like my little AI assistant because I did not know. I don't know how they started charging me monthly for Amazon, but it is cheaper if you pay one price.
Right.
You save like, I don't know how much, $40 a year.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Saving.
Huh.
I didn't know that.
Most of the subscription services will give you a lower price for if you do a lump sum.
Well, see, I thought I used to do a lump sum. Yeah. I don't know how it went monthly.
I don't know.
I didn't even know I was spending $180 until he just told me. Yeah. I mean, I see it come out each month, but I didn't do the math.
I'm going to start my own AI, Tom.
Yeah.
Alexa, Tom, Siri, and Gemini.
There you go.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I got the top jobs where women get hit on the most. I was surprised by something. This is a little statistic. If you walk into a bank, odds are at least one of their tellers has experienced someone hitting on them in the past month.
Now, when you say hitting on them, that covers a lot of things. I mean, it could be a very polite person saying, hey, I think you're attractive. I'd like to take you out to dinner sometime. Would you be interested? I don't see a problem with that.
40% of bank tellers get asked out like several times a year.
Again, like I say, unless not if they're wearing a wedding band, that's a problem. Or if someone's being crude or rude, it's a problem.
The only ones, the tellers that are complaining are the ones where they can see the account and they're like, yeah, I'm not going out with that cheap.
Yeah. It's like he asked her out and they just start laughing.
Yeah, like, yeah, where?
Yeah.
McDonald's?
That was an interesting job, though, where a teller, I didn't expect that, where a teller might get hit on quite a bit.
Maybe they're just trying to distract them.
Okay.
You know, when they're counting the money back, so they accidentally give you a little more.
Extra 20 there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would make sense if you have a large balance. You already got that instant attraction. You're like, okay, she's going to see I've got a lot of money in the bank. This is going to improve my odds. And if I was just some Joe Schmo at a bar trying to buy her a drink, she wouldn't know.
Hey, bartender was mentioned, too, where they get hit on. If it's
right.
A female
That's because people
bartender.
Are drunk as skunks and they think they have a chance.
All right.
Sometimes you do.
Waitresses are another job where girls get hit on quite a bit.
Okay.
Now, I can kind of see, too, though, they put the little smiley face on there. It's like, oh, she's flirting with me.
Yeah, but that's when you're leaving.
I know. Is she smiling because you're leaving?
Yeah. They generally flirt a little the whole time. They're trying to work that tip.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you call it flirting, but they're being more friendly than the guy's probably used to.
Yep, and it gets misconstrued a lot, too. It's like, right. No, honey, I just want a tip.
Now, you were a waitress. Mm-hmm. You get hit on a lot.
She was the bad waitress, remember?
I was going to say, probably not as much as we would like to
think. Did you spill drinks or anything on folks?
No, but I about threw a drink on someone. Okay. But no, it was never on accident.
Because you were getting hit on?
No, because he grabbed my arm to ask for more drinks.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, no touchy.
Now, why did he have to ask for more drinks?
Because heaven forbid, I took 2 seconds to go to the next table.
Oh, sure.
A second.
Top jobs where women get hit on most, they say a secretary or office assistant that sits at the front desk where everybody walks in to see her every day. It's like she gets a lot more, I guess, guys flirting with her because they see her every day as they walk past.
So it's not the boss that's hitting on her.
I don't know. It could be.
Okay.
Yeah. But that makes sense, though, and especially when they put that little candy tray out there.
Mm-hmm.
That draws attention.
Hey, baby, how you doing this morning? Can I have a piece of candy?
Yeah. Healthcare workers were mentioned, like nurses and anybody in the healthcare field.
I mean, you're most vulnerable around them. I guess you figure you got nothing to lose.
But yeah, you know, I got this rash. Should clear up by the weekend. What you doing Saturday night?
Coming out of that colonoscopy?
Yeah.
You're like, at least you know I'm cute.
No, you can't leave till you pass gas. That's true.
I didn't have to do that.
You just weren't awake for it.
Well, that was a good thing.
Because I said the same thing. I said, I didn't do that. And my wife's like, yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't remember that. She's like, I do.
Well, after you have that done, they got to make sure everything's working down there, right? Yeah.
Can you imagine the employees in the recovery room?
Yeah.
Must be horrible.
I mean, it's just got to echo throughout the whole room.
That's just one part of the problem.
What's worse, you can't even video it to show your friends because of HIPAA laws.
I mean, it might be like dueling banjos up in that room.
It could be
a song.
It'd be like that movie, what was it, where they were at the fire, in the campfire, and they had the beans.
Blazing saddles.
Yeah. I don't know if they can show that anymore.
They do. They still do.
Jobs where girls get hit on the most, they say lifeguards. If you're a female lifeguard.
You're sitting there in your hot bathing suit.
Okay, but what are you doing? It's like you want to get a date. Like, oh, you know what? She's not even looking at me. I'm going to jump in and pretend like I'm drowning.
You do like the Sandlot. That's exactly what you do.
I can't swim. Help.
Either that or you're like, God, I'm flirting with her, and all she's doing is paying attention to that guy out there in the water who's trying to stay afloat. He's splashing around.
They say another place where girls get hit on is volunteer work or charity work like food banks and stuff like that. Because the girl's probably got a good heart, and you know, you have to be into charities too, I guess, or maybe you are the one getting a charity.
Well,
you get a food bank's like, I need some food there. What you doing Saturday? We can open up this can of beans
on a box over on Garlington under the bridge.
It's like That's something sad. About Mary, the movie where the guy basically was just doing the charity to try to get to the girl.
True. Okay, and then they say female trainers get hit on a lot,
sure. I mean, they're dressed in the outfits. They're, you know, touching and handsy and everything. And the guys misconstrue it.
Because you know what? You got to have better posture when you're doing this exercise. And then she touches the small of his back or whatever. And he's like, oh, she's flirting with me.
The last trainer I had was female. Uh-huh. And I couldn't go back because she almost killed me.
Okay.
I couldn't even breathe. I'm like, sweat running. I was not attractive. There would be no way any hitting on was going to be.
But you even know that, too. It's like you're in that bad of shape and she's all, you know, built and cut.
Yeah, she's laughing over, snickering, looking at the other trainers going.
That's the thing. You got to be a pretty muscly guy to think you have a chance because the rest of us, we're just all like, okay, I'm embarrassed. She's like outdoing me completely. I'm a big wuss.
Yeah, she's sitting there holding your feet while you're doing sit-ups, and then that happens.
Oh, the colonoscopy recovery room all over again.
And she's like, don't worry, everyone does that. And you're like, it doesn't matter.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:46, we were just talking about jobs where the girls get hit on a lot. And here's a little tip for the fellas out there. A new survey says guys who tuck their shirts in, they make more money, get more dates, and are happier at their jobs.
Hold on. Kid, don't come help me out.
All three of us have our shirts untucked this morning.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You joined us at the perfect time. Because Cato says there's some guy on the phone who is asking for Dave. Now, yeah. I don't know what's going on right now. I ain't got nothing for a crank call.
I'll do it. I'll be Dave, and I'll be like, I don't know, just someone who's just useless.
Oh, well.
Man. I'll just, whatever is happening, I'll make it worse.
Okay. There you go.
You're so good at it. You're good.
All right. Go ahead and transfer it through. Hello, this is Dave. How can I help you?
Dave, this is I'm
About what?
Roofer never showed, man.
Oh, man.
The siding guy came. He did a great job. He took care of me.
Uh-huh.
And it was one other issue that he wanted to run by. It was one thing he could not take care of because he just said that, you know, it would be better to go another route.
What? Now, what was that?
That's with the siding, the trim on the right side of the house, on the left side of the house.
Uh-huh.
That was warping out.
Right.
He suggested that, and he said he would make the suggestion to you to use a 2x4 or 2x6 and take it up and then cover it with metal to prevent that from happening. That's what you guys used to do on the homes.
Yeah, that's the best way to handle that.
Yeah, so he said that he would get with you on that. The other issues he took care of, it was one other thing with that warping and boring over the garage. There's a piece in the middle where the wood was trimmed unevenly.
Yeah.
So that's going to need to be cut before he can come in and take care of that. Everything else he took care of. You know, he finally called at like 4:45, which I've been waiting there since 12, and said someone would be there the next morning at 9:00.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I feel the responsible for that because I was out with him, and we went to the bar and got to drinking, and before you knew it, it was 5, and I told him, I said, well, just call and tell him you'll have someone out in the morning. So that was really kind of my fault.
Look, man, this is a problem, man.
Well, I know, and I feel responsible in so many ways. What can I do to make it up to you?
I'll be home today at 6, man. I want someone out there that knows what they're doing to take care of it.
Okay.
This is drug on entirely too long, man.
Well, you know what? We were supposed to go to the bar today, but I guess we'll cancel that, and I'll have them be out there today because we can't do that to you 2 days in a row. But if you want, you can meet us at the bar, and then we can go to your house after we have a few drinks.
Man, I'm not trying to have any drinks, man. I'm trying to get my house taken care of.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I understand. That'd probably be the best thing for us to do then, I guess. I feel really bad for drinking, and my wife was upset, too, with me. I've actually got a little bit of a problem there, I think. I'm thinking about going to AA.
Yeah, well, that's all fine, man. I mean, I'm just trying to get my house taken care of.
Yeah, I was trying to get my life straightened out. I know what you mean. It's a big deal. Yeah. I'm sorry about that siding warping, too. We've known that stuff's bad for years, but they keep selling it. I don't know why. We get complaints on every homeowner after that siding goes in, and then we send people out and have to put that metal crap on it.
Right, it should just did it right initially.
And the woodcutter, that's why that wood cut uneven. He'd been out drinking with us all day, too, before he cut the wood. Cut one finger off once.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I'll have someone out today at 6 o'clock, whether we've been drinking or not.
Well, no, you don't need to come to my home if you've been drinking.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we wouldn't have a lot of drinks or anything. I mean, we'll probably cancel that anyway.
All right.
I'll be out today, 6 o'clock, 6:15 at the latest.
All right. Thank
all right, 6:30 at the very latest.
That guy was pretty patient with me.
Oh. I mean, honestly.
I told you I was going to be useless.
Oh, that poor guy, man. He's going to think a bunch of guys partying is going to be at his house today.
Yeah, but now he's feeling guilty because he's like, man, I'm complaining about my house. That guy's got much bigger problems than me.
Oh, all right. That's a crank call this week.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I had something different to talk about here, but we just got into a discussion on while the songs were on that I want to talk about.
Okay.
Because this got me a little fired up.
Okay.
Tori was talking about, I guess, some of the millionaire movie stars, and Stephen King, he's like a book writer and movie guy and all. John Leguizamo, who else?
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo, so he is the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
But these are actors and people who are blessed with tremendous incomes for jobs that, in my opinion, aren't very difficult as far as... Now, Cato brought up, acting can be difficult. Some of it can. I think if you're very talented and you have a tough job. Now, on the other hand, like Mark Ruffalo just wears green paint and works in front of a green screen.
Tom Steele. You know what? You need to give these actors more credit, because remember when you were in that play and you forgot your line? You had one line.
I was in third grade. And I've done some acting since then.
Okay.
I did a TV show in Tampa. And to be quite honest with you...
Did you have lines to remember?
Yes.
It was scripted. The whole show was scripted.
It wasn't all scripted. There was a lot of improv mixed in.
Okay. That's easier. Improv's easier than scripted.
Not necessarily. I would disagree completely.
Oh, no.
If you're not good at improv, it's very hard.
I'm just glad we have teleprompters in here.
But anyway, back to the topic. They are going to have... tomorrow is going to be a day where they encourage people not to spend any money. Because they are wanting to punish the corporate overlords who make all this money. And Tori, I think rightfully said, they're just part of the same group they're claiming that we should be punishing. They're super rich people, too. And they're like, oh, the rich people need to be punished. It's like they're sitting there. They're some of the people that are in that group.
Yeah. You know, they wrote those posts from their mansions.
Oh, yeah.
We really
Stephen
need
King.
To banish all this money.
Stephen King is a sick kind of rich.
Well, there's people that are way richer than them, though, and that's what everybody does. They always see somebody richer than them, and that's why they're complaining. They can't identify that, oh, you know what, I'm close to this person.
And they also can say, you don't go spend anything, I'm not going to spend anything. And then they have assistants that work for them. Hey, would you run to the store?
Their stuff's auto-delivered and already there. They don't even think about it because the assistants keep everything, you know, loaded up and everything.
So what fires you up about this?
Well, first of all, it fires me up that they're sitting there trying to punish the rich when they are the rich. It also just, like, for example, I believe this meme that I saw that says, none of your problems is because someone else is a billionaire. You know, it doesn't matter whether or not someone's got more money than you. All it matters is how hard you work and if you get your money. And that's what's so great about capitalism is anyone who wants to work hard enough and has a good idea. I mean, look at the number of restaurateurs and entrepreneurs who go out with an idea, work their tails off, and they live the American dream. It's not perfect. There's definitely gaps and flaws, but the basic premise still holds in America that if you want to be successful, there's a very high chance you can be successful. And for those people to whine about it, especially when they're so blessed compared to 99% of the people that they're talking to, it's comical.
Well, maybe they are like trying to bond with us, you know, people that don't make as much money, to say, hey, you know what? We understand it's harder for you guys, and so we want to make a stand with you.
They want to bond with the peasants.
They don't want to stand with us.
Yeah.
They want to lead us to stand for what they believe in, and they want us to come participate in their privileged stand.
Well, quite frankly, I don't want to upset the Incredible Hulk. You saw what happened.
And the thing is, you know, they sit and tell you about the planet, save the planet. And I saw an article about how much money and fuel on private jets.
Yep.
Where all the celebrities went to the Super Bowl and the flights that they took to get there and the money and the fuel they used. And then they look down on us because you want to run your gas stove or your.
Right. Yeah.
You know what? You get so upset about all these things. And I think the one way we could fix this for everybody, we could go back to normal and just get rid of the internet and opinions in general. And just let there be none of that anymore.
Yeah, and ignorance is bliss. The less I know about your life, the happier I'll be.
Yes. Or we could get rid of celebrities.
Well, we gotta watch movies. Need entertainment. I mean,
but I'm just so tired of the super rich acting like they're one of us and trying to drag us into their political crap. Whenever they're the problem too, they're just as much the problem as the people they're complaining about.
It's like, shut up and do what you do. Write your books. Be yes. the green man on the movies. Do whatever. Who was the other person?
Mark Ruffalo?
No, that's the Green Man.
John Leguizamo.
Yeah. What has he even done?
He's been in Ice Age. He's the squirrel. No, he's not the squirrel. He's the guy, Sid.
Right? Isn't that his name?
Yeah, I think so.
It's been so long since I've seen him.
Okay, so he's an animated Cro-Magnon creature. So do that and then shut up about all this other stuff.
I think they've been put on a pedestal so much, especially by politicians. When you have a Kardashian and Paris Hilton showing up at the White House for something.
For Congress,
Lock the door.
Oh, I thought they don't need
to be in the White House representing anyone.
I thought they were having a makeup party there. Like, hey, we're here
for the makeup party.
It's Avon.
I'm just tired of the celebrities acting like they're us and like they aren't the privileged. We can see through that.
There are probably some who are actually doing good out there. They are donating their money. They are helping. They are getting their hands dirty with stuff. And that's great. But to sit on your pedestal and preach to us about how we need to not spend money to stop corporate greed when you are making millions for like
millions and millions
movies?
And millions.
Come on.
Okay, but it's not as much as what the corporations are making.
So what?
It's still tons more
than us, and they're trying to pretend like they're with us. What don't you get about that? You're like defending them.
Well, I've just seen the way. I mean, like, honestly, the Hulk doesn't even have a shirt. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, and them cut off jeans. I mean, they.
It's on fall. He keeps tearing them.
He doesn't even have shoes. I mean, honestly, he can identify with us.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.